Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have Mayor Buccafusco here of Belmar. Gerald Buccafusco, who was here last year. This is your second year as mayor?
Third year.
Third year now. Yeah. Third year as mayor, and you've made this place better, I'm imagining, yes?
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, you came in here, you had an agenda, and you're nailing it, you're doing a nice job. The only thing I hear complaints about, too many tickets, Gerald. Too many tickets.
Well, you know, everybody has to follow the law. So.
Except for Boomer and me, right? We're allowed to do what we want here today.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you got a permit for this.
We definitely did. Boomer, you remember Gerald Buccafusco?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Mayor. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. I got a ticket last night. I want you to take care of it.
Yeah.
One of our big fans just gave me a Norway hat that he's been wearing for like 5 years.
Yeah, it looks gross.
I know. What I'm going to do with that.
Man, it looks terrible.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Can you do anything with the weather down here? What's going on?
Tomorrow
looks nice.
Yes.
So, Mayor Buccafusco, I know we have some fun with you when we come down here, but... Really, this is a special time of year for you and your town, and this is where all the local businesses really make their way. And I know you got something special you were telling me about in a break that's like a two of a kind in the U.S. It's so much of an attraction, Boomer, that Al actually went to go see it. So tell everybody about it.
Yeah, we have an outdoor piano installed on 9th and Main Street in a piano park. It's not the same spelling as the piano, but it's only the second one in the United States, and there's only a handful in the world, and it's weatherproof. So you can go there in the middle of the winter if you'd like, and you can play the piano. So any of the piano players or musicians in the audience or listening should come to Belmar and play our piano. It was dedicated to David Sanchez and his mom, Stelma, who was an educator. And through the Belmar Arts Center, it was established. And for those who don't know, David was a original piano player in the E Street Band with Bruce Springsteen. And for those who may not know it, the E in E Street comes from E Street in Belmar. So
very cool.
A nice connection there.
That is awesome. I love to hear that. I mean, that was right up your alley. I was like, man, Bruce Springsteen, piano, Belmar.
Yeah, I went and played it the other day, actually.
You did?
Yeah, I was jamming out on that thing.
Jamming out?
No one watched me, but it didn't attract anyone. But
okay,
I
what is it made out of?
It's actually an electric piano, and it's encased in concrete.
Okay.
Wow. My goodness, what an idea. All right, so what do we expect this summer, man, in Belmar? Are we going to have another big banger this year or what?
It's going to be another great summer.
I hope so.
You know, another great summer. And, you know, the beaches are ready. We're ready with all of the amenities that we have here, and I think the town is ready. I encourage people to go on to Main Street, visit our businesses. We have a lot of great restaurants, and while they're there, of course, they can visit the piano.
Is there a place? Is there a place where people can go, like Al, who don't like teenagers?
Great question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, we have a lot of coffee shops and restaurants up on Main Street, so you can go hang out there and... You know, go down to the lower avenues in Belmar, and it's a little quieter down there.
A little older, a little quieter, a little bit more like his speed.
I guess.
Yeah, I would think so, yes.
What's your speed these days, Buckafusco? Are you going 100 miles an hour or what?
No, I take it easy.
Yeah.
Maybe I get to the beach once or twice.
You were telling me when you were a younger guy, Jersey Shore, you were tearing it up.
I was here every summer.
Yeah.
Every summer, yep.
Do you ever think back then you were going to be the mayor? You were like...
Never. Never. I would have thought you were crazy at that point.
How much longer do you want to be mayor?
Well, I have a year and a half left on this term.
You're going to run again?
We'll see what happens.
Do you want to run
again?
In a year
and a half. Maybe.
Yeah. You know, some people, you know, you could probably run and win again, I'm sure. Yeah. But some people are just like, you know what? I put in my time. I made it a better place. Now it's time for me to do something else.
Well, I've gotten a lot done.
Good.
And I'm happy with what we've accomplished.
Great. So the one thing that concerns you that you hope people don't get involved in on a holiday weekend is what?
I think the main thing is for everyone to be good neighbors.
Okay.
You know, if you drink to excess, you know, just get home safely.
Be a good neighbor.
And be a good neighbor.
Personal responsibility.
Personal responsibility.
Civic pride, Boomer.
Hey, we're all about personal responsibility and civic pride, 100%. I will say one thing. This is great. When the weather is beautiful down here, this is really a nice town, and we appreciate the hospitality that you guys show
us. Thank you. Yes,
thank you.
Really.
We really, really
love being
forward
here.
To coming down here. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Look, they're not really booing you. They're actually
They actually like you. This is a rarity. They always boo the mayors. But you, the last 2 years, have gotten great receptions. All right.
Yes.
Mayor Gerald Buccafusco.
Isn't that? I mean, I wish he played basketball.
I thought it was Buccafusco.
It's Buccafusco.
Is it Buccafusco?
No, it's Buccafusco.
It's Buccafusco. What? It's Buccafusco.
Have you gone to Italy before?
Yes, I have, actually.
And do they, when they say, like, they check into a hotel, do they go Buccafusco?
Yeah, that's the way they
same,
say
same
it.
Thing with here, with Giannotti. But I'm like a Giannotti. Right. You come here, you're a Buccafusco. Right.
Quick question for you. When you went to Italy, did you go on the dime of the taxpayers, or did you do it on yourself?
No, it was like 30 years ago.
Okay.
It was like 30 years
ago. Good. Just want to make sure. Thanks, Mr.
Thanks,
Mayor.
Gerald.
Thank you.
So keep her there for 1 second. We're going to do a big reveal. Now, we have listeners here that have been listening for a long time, listeners that just found the show. Someone who just found the show who has become a celebrity in her own right. I don't even know how this happened, but it has grown in the last month or so. Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. So Tracy calls up, and Tracy says, you know, my husband's got the profile in his car. I get in the car, and you guys are on, and I hated you guys. I couldn't stand it. How do you listen to this? But then she kept listening more and more, and she's like, wow, these guys talk sports. I hate sports, but somehow I'm listening to them.
Yes.
So then she would call up with sports questions like, do you think that hobby horsing is a sport? Do you think that golf is a sport? And now she's getting into it. And then for whatever reason, like, I love Tracy, but the listeners love Tracy. Like, all I get on X is like, Tracy, we need more Tracy. Hope Tracy shows up. And you feel the same way. Like, 100%. there's like this genuine thing going on with Tracy that people see organically, people seem to love.
The one thing we can tell when somebody calls in is how genuine they really are.
Yeah.
And we knew that she really was not truly connected to the sports scene, but was connected to us for different reasons. She even said, I even now know what a Porzingis is. She thought it was a sandwich. So, this is perfect, and she's here with us this morning.
Yes, and we asked her to come here, and she has shown up, and we're going to have a trivia question. The only problem is I deleted the question, so we're going to have to come up with questions on the fly, Boomer. Okay. So you ready for that?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes.
Accidentally deleted the questions. Ladies and gentlemen, Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. Tracy. Hello, Tracy. Welcome. We're going to put you over there.
Hi, Tracy. Nice to meet you.
Yes, this is Tracy.
There you go.
What a coat.
Yes.
I mean, you shouldn't be wearing this on Memorial Day weekend. It should be a little bit warmer, but hey, this is where we're at. It is a little chilly. Hey, Tracy, what do you think?
Oh, you're here. God. This is crazy. first off, I had no idea that you guys were national and that you could listen all over the country.
Well, did you meet Larry in Indiana over there?
Yeah. And then I just found out this morning that you guys are on TV. So
you didn't know that?
No. Well, of course not. No.
Well, here you are.
She also.
Yes, hi.
When I told Tracy she was going to sit where the mayor is, she goes, which one's the mayor?
No, I'm not. I swear I'm not this stupid. But.
No, you're not stupid.
When it comes to sports, I'm like, you know, the biggest dum-dum.
Yeah, well, you're just not connected. I understand. Yeah. Now, is your husband here?
Yes.
Where is he?
Oh, there they are. Look.
Over there. Oh, yeah. Look, Lily, mommy's up here on TV.
Lily, Jeffrey.
That's great.
Yeah.
That
my
is
stepdaughter
great.
Is home, Riley. My husband, Jeff. Hi.
This is unbelievable how this this whole thing happened. But, yeah. but people really enjoy your phone calls.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it's really amazing yeah. how the audience is into it. All right.
They
so,
love the stupidity.
No, it's not.
All.
No. It's not stupidity. There's just things you didn't want to learn about, which
no,
is fine.
I know.
There's a lot of things I don't want to learn about.
Right.
Doesn't mean I'm stupid.
No, you're
yeah,
not.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. Where'd you guys go to dinner last night?
Last night we went to Flavia's.
Where's that?
It's in
Asbury Park.
Oh, okay.
It was
cool.
Delicious. I had a rigatoni, Tracy.
Yeah, nice. Some, no parking.
Boomer, what'd you have?
What did I have? I had the chicken marcella.
No. Nice. Chicken Milanese.
What is
oh,
Al
chicken
Dukes,
Milanese.
My best friend Al Dukes, what did you have?
I had the ragu rigatoni.
The ragu?
Ooh, the ragu rigatoni.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did what's they your... have good bread?
Oh, my God.
Good bread.
Yeah, Jerry, we're house
bread. That's what I care about.
Yeah, I'm
good
I was dipping bread. You know, yeah. one of my favorite activities is dipping bread and stuff and just like cleaning a plate with
up.
A piece of bread.
I know.
It is what's up. All right, so Tracy, we're going to have a little fun here.
All right, let's do it.
I, of course, had a million things written out and deleted the note off my phone.
Okay.
So
it might be in a deleted folder.
Let me check.
It could be.
Deleted note folder.
I know how many players are on a football team.
I don't.
You don't? Like, that's a point for me then.
Are you talking about the total roster or the amount of people on the field?
The field.
Yeah, it's not, unfortunately. But it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I remember a bunch of them.
All right,
so what
Al,
we're going to do.
You're going down.
Yeah.
We're going down.
I remember a bunch of them. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to start. Boomer, you're going to ask Tracy a question first.
Okay.
Then I'm going to ask Al a question because you do have different sports knowledges, but I'm going to make them easy for both. But go ahead, Boomer.
All right. So, Tracy, you are if you're a football fan, the most important player on your team plays what position?
The quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh!
Starting off easy.
Okay.
All right, Al. What year did the Giants last win the Super Bowl?
Oh, man.
Oh,
the Giants won in 2011.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
all right. 1-1. 1-1.
All right. Okay. Is there a prize? What's the prize?
Tracy, you're on television right now, and everybody loves you, and they're hooting and hollering. That's your prize, okay?
See, right.
Would you like some cold breakfast potatoes?
Yes, I would like that.
Or a Cinnabon thing here? There you go. You can have that.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. All right.
Be eating that.
Dog, you have a dog. We got dog treats.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, Tracy.
Okay.
All right. There is a future Hall of Fame tight end who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's currently dating.
Oh, I know this.
What's his name?
Travis Kelce.
Yes, okay.
That's an easy one.
And I heard he has a hairy back.
He does.
That was
very
from
hairy.
The show the other day.
Yes.
Yes.
That made me feel so much better about myself.
Yes.
I'm like, this guy's a sex symbol with that hairy back.
Right. Whoa. I know. Get that fixed. Get that waxed.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Gross.
And you're not.
I'm not a sex symbol.
No.
But it made me feel like I was closer. That's all.
Okay.
All right, Al.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Number 31, retired by the New York Mets, is who?
Mike Piazza.
Wow, all right, I got to step it up for him.
Whoa.
I got to step it up to the next level now.
All right. Okay. I think you got to step it up with Tracy.
Too. I will.
Yeah.
Woo! What is
Ferguson?
Ferguson.
Okay, Ferguson. We love it. All right, Tracy.
All right.
Here we go. In 1969, the New York Mets won the World Series.
Yes.
And they were given a nickname to go along with the Mets. They are the what Mets? They are the what Mets?
Amazing.
Amazing, oh. Yes. All right, great.
Wow.
Well, Jeff loves the Mets.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so, it took a minute.
It took
to
a
process.
Minute, but you got it right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, this is during, like, prime Boomer and Carton era stuff.
Okay.
When this was going on.
This.
You're going to get this. The New York Jets lost two back-to-back AFC championship games. What two teams did they lose to?
They lost to the Steelers.
Yes.
Yes.
And they lost to the... Damn.
Don't say it. Don't give them help. Don't help.
I just heard it.
I know they beat Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and somebody else. So it wasn't one of those teams. They lost to the Steelers and the...
Come on, Al.
Colts.
Yes!
Oh.
Wow! Did you hear somebody yell that?
I did hear that.
Yeah. You can't phone the audience. That's not fair.
Well, someone did yell amazing. Amazing.
That
Mets.
Is true. All right,
oh,
no more.
True.
No more yelling, because we got to get an answer.
Right,
we got to get a winner
fine.
Here. We got to get a true winner.
Okay, Tracy. So right. You are not a sports fan, but no. You have been listening to the show, and
yes.
I know that you're up on current events.
Yes.
So the New York Knicks have a point guard who has actually been the best point guard since Walt Frazier. What is that New York Knicks player's name?
Is it Porzingis?
It is. There she is.
Is it right?
There she is.
No, we're not
right. You know
right.
I know
no,
one
no,
name.
No. That would be Jalen Brunson.
Oh, well, Jeffrey loves Brunson.
Yeah,
but I didn't know.
But this is not about Jeffrey. It's about you right now.
I know, but I don't know the positions. I don't know when you say point guard. If you said, like, a player who's good.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tracy. I don't know those positions either.
Yeah.
What positions do you know?
I don't know.
I know football.
He knows a little football.
What is a point guard?
Yeah,
it's like the quarterback of the football, the base basketball.
Well, he makes
team.
A lot of points.
No, not necessarily.
No.
A lot of assists.
Makes rebounds and stuff.
A little bit here and there. Okay.
Rebounds.
All right. So
everybody rebounds.
Yeah. I got one for Al.
Okay.
Since because it's right off of this thing. This was one of my questions I had. When you get a triple double, what are the categories that you have to get double digits in?
Points, assists, steals.
What?
Steals? It could be steals. It could be steals.
It's rebounds is the most common answer, but it can be steals.
It can be steals.
You
just said no one's
double.
Getting 10 steals, though. You're saying no to that? It can be. Technically, it can be.
Somebody gets 10 steals.
It's a triple-double.
These people are booing me.
I don't know about that. Al, you could get a quadruple-double if you had to.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Okay.
I'm going to do something here. It's going to be more visual for you.
Okay.
You might want to take a camera and look at somebody here in the front row.
Okay.
There's somebody here in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wearing jerseys.
Yes.
I'm going to point to two jerseys.
Okay.
You tell me who would have worn those jerseys.
Okay. What do you mean?
See the green one with the 7?
Yeah.
That's a number 7 Jets jersey. Who wore that jersey?
Who had the number 7?
Yeah, and played for the Jets.
Oh, God, I have no idea. I don't know. Who? You?
Yes.
I don't know. Sorry.
All right. Thank you very much. Turn around. Show her. See, there he goes.
Oh! Wow, that's you.
All right.
I was a big deal back in the day. All right, so hold on. The next jersey is a guy
is so
right next to him. You see a guy right next to him?
Okay, yes.
You see what jersey that is?
Yes,
you
it's
see
an
the
Islander.
Name? That's an Islander
uh-huh.
jersey. Show her your sleeve number. That's number 17.
There's no
Who
shot.
Wore number no. 17 for the Islanders?
I have no idea. Like, give me, like, initials or something.
MM.
What is it's a hockey?
And you know what? And to him.
It's a hockey team. I have no idea.
But to him, I'm known as Boompa.
Yeah. Okay.
So who is it?
She's got no clue.
Turn around.
It's Matt Martin, his son-in-law.
That's my son-in-law, Matt Martin.
So that's Boomer
that's
and his son-in-law.
Yes.
These things you got to know now, Tracy, now that you're in our world.
If they're standing right here, I just wouldn't know.
So, Al, you can win this whole thing with the answer to this question. This is Boomer-related, and I'm saving this for the last one because it has to do with the New York Rangers.
Oh, man.
Name three players from the Rangers 1994 Stanley Cup winning team. Three players.
All right. One is the guy who guaranteed the win.
Yes.
What's his name?
His name is...
We've had him in studio, you
dip.
They're
booing. I hear booing.
Mark Messier.
Yes. That's one. Wow. That's one.
Verstappen.
Verstappen is not one of the guys.
Is that a real name?
Van Beesbrook.
No, he was not there. He wasn't the backup at that point. I know. You thought of a goal.
Adam Graves.
Yes. All right, two. Can he get three?
The guy who looks like Bon Jovi, who wore the Sassoon jeans.
No, he was not on the team.
What was his name? He does pre and post. Ron Duguay.
He was not on the
champion.
Team. He was enough. You think goalie. He's been in the studio as well. Jerry tells a story about how big his penis is.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah, ew, Jerry. It's
my kids are here.
Henrik Lundqvist.
No, he was not. I'm giving him one more chance. One more, Al. Come on. Ow. You know this.
It's Stoudemire.
Here is your clue. Think last name, Earthquake.
Earthquake.
What scale?
Oh, the Richter scale.
Yes.
First name?
Adam Richter.
No!
Mike Richter.
Is that right?
Mike Richter.
Oh, no. He lost. I don't know.
He lost. You win, Tracy.
Oh,
you win,
Tracy.
Yay. Tracy from Atlantic
Thank
Island.
Thank you.
Tracy, it's so great to meet you.
Nice
you're
to meet
a good
you too.
Sport.
That
Thank
was so fun.
Make sure
it's
you
so
bring.
So nice to meet you guys.
Thanks.
Make sure you bring your husband and kids over so we can meet them as well. Thank you so much, Tracy, for coming. I'd like to meet the whole family,
See
so hang
Tracy.
Out over there. Anything Tracy and the family needs, take care of them. Tracy in Atlantic Islands. Wow.
Wow, she truly knew nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, I thought the number 7 jersey, she would have got that.
No way. She thought you were the mayor. Come on. You knew that. You knew not to do that. But yeah, that was great. I can't believe you did. I really thought you'd get three. I thought you'd know Richter because he was in. I knew you'd know Messier. But the third one, I was like, he may know Graves. He may know him.
I thought you would have went Mateau.
Oh, I didn't even think of Mateau.
Right. Yeah. How about Alexei Kovalev?
No, I would never guess him.
No, there's no way.
I don't know who that is.
Verstappen.
You're thinking F1 driver.
That'd be a good goalie name, though.
Yeah.
Verstappen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.